Like children walking along a beach, we wanted to play with the sands.
We wanted to play with the shells.
We wanted to play with the waves. But the strict father that you are, you did not allow us to play with them. You made us board a ship.
You brought us to your institute, Swami, to keep us safe from the sea of distractions. On this ship, you trained us to face the rough seas,
the rising waters,
heavy rains,
and the tall icebergs.
And all the training and opportunities we got shaped us into men.
Swami, we do not know to which shore are we sailing to, but we do know that you will always be there for us wherever we may go.
Swami, you are in the opportunity we get to learn something new.
You are in the yearning with which we pine for you.
You are in the cure that heals our wounds.
You are in the love with which our mother fondles us.
Dearest Saima, back then we may or may not have wanted to board the ship, but today we know that whatever you do is always for our good.
Swami, I had just finished my 7th standard and I had made up my mind that I don't want to study anymore. Instead, join a Veda Patashala and learn Vedam. As soon as I expressed this feeling to my family, they were not so happy with it. Pursue science, they told. And so I continued to study. In the coming years, neither did I learn Vedam, nor did I do very well in my academics. It was in my 12th standard, my friend happened to suggest me to join your institute, where I'll get both Adhunika and Adhyatmika Vidya. I was very happy to hear such news, and I was wondering who this Satya Sai Baba is. I applied and prayed to Lord Venkatesha to join in your institute. Today I know it's just because of you I'm student of this institute, Swami. From the very first day of my student life at Vrindavan, I decided to fulfill my dream of learning Vedam. Swami, with your grace, you not only gave me chance to learn Vedam, but also gave me so many opportunities to chant before you. Be it Thrai Vrindavan, Sai Kulwanthal, or even at Yajur Mandir. I was very blessed to get those opportunities, Swami. By being a student, you not only gave me chance and learn Vedam, but also fulfilled my parents' wish of pursuing science. How can I ever thank you, Swami? I can just pray to you to guide me, help me, and shape me, now and always.
Kadam kadam par baharon ne saath choda, jarurat padi to yaron ne saath choda. सितारे बोले हम देंगे साथ तुम्हारा, पर अफसोस सुबह हुई तो सितारों ने भी साथ छोड़ा. बिखरा पड़ा था इस जहां में, मालूम न था हूं कहां मैं. थका हारा निराश हो बैठा था जब, तभी उसी क्षण आई आशा की एक किरण. स्वामी, मैं कक्षा 12वीं के बाद आपके कॉलेज में पढ़ना चाहता था. 12वीं बोर्ड की परीक्षा के उपरांत मैंने आपके कॉलेज की प्रवेश परीक्षा लिखी, पर पहली सूची देखने के बाद मेरे मन में निराशा छा गई, क्योंकि पूरी सूची में मेरा नाम था ही नहीं। हतोत्साहित हो जब मेरे कदम घर की ओर बढ़े तो मेरे आंखों से आंसू जाते न बनते थे। मेरे पिताजी ने मुझे सांत्वना देते हुए कहा, जब ईश्वर एक दरवाजा बंद करता है तो दूसरी जरूर खोल देता है। मैंने और कितनी कॉलेजों की प्रवेश परीक्षाएं लिखी, परंतु वहां भी मेरा चयन नहीं हो पाया। चारों तरफ से निराशा पाकर स्वामी मैंने अपनी सारी चिंताएं आपके ऊपर छोड़ दी, क्योंकि मैंने अपनी सारी चिंताओं आशाओं और स्वयं को आपके चरणों पर समर्पित कर दिया। आपने मुझे विश्व का सर्वोच्च अवसर प्रदान किया और वह आपका शिष्य कहलाए जाने का, और यह अपने आप में ही एक अनोखी घटना थी। जब 1 जून 2016 को मेरे पिताजी को वृंदावन कैंपस से अकस्मात एक संदेश मिला कि मैं 5 जून 2016 से आपका इस अदिव्य कॉलेज का हिस्सा बन सकता हूं। स्वामी इन 3 वर्षों में आपने अपने प्यार भरे नगमों से मेरे को सजाया है। स्वामी आपके इस मैं हमेशा ऋणी रहूंगा, और आपके इस पद चिन्हों पे चलते हुए आपका एक आदर्श छात्र बनने का प्रयास करूंगा। धन्यवाद साईं, धन्यवाद।
स्वामी, देयर आर टाइम्स इन आवर लाइफ वेयर वी फील लोनली, वेयर वी विश that our mother should have been there next to us, caring for us. It was during the month of January 2017, during sports meet time, when many of our classmates were spending beautiful time with their parents, and my parents, for some reason, couldn't make it to Prashanthi Nilayam. Swami, it was only you who knew what was going through me, the feeling of loneliness. That night, I went to the bed with tears in my eyes and with a feeling of emptiness in my heart, that there is no one to care for me. Just within a span of 2 weeks, Swami, you came in my dream. You were seated majestically on the throne of our hostel dining hall, dressed in red robe, which I always wanted you to be in on some special occasion. As I entered the dining hall gates, you beckoned me, and as I came close to you, you asked me to sit on your lap. Just then, I began crying like a small child and complained to you, Swami, मुझे माँ और दीदी के पास जाना है, मुझे घर ले चलो। एंड देन विद अ ब्यूटिफुल स्माइल यू टोल्ड मी, डोंट वरी, आई एम देयर फॉर यू, आई टेक केयर ऑफ यू। एंड द ड्रीम एंडेड। दोस लविंग वर्ड्स स्वामी रियली मेड माई डे, बिकॉज इट वॉज माई बर्थडे एंड यू मेड श्योर दैट यू वर देयर फॉर मी एट दैट पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम व्हेन आई नीडेड योर मदरली लव द मोस्ट। स्वामी आई एम थैंकफुल टू यू फॉर एवरीथिंग दैट यू हैव डन फॉर मी, and I pray to you, Swami, to give me the strength, faith and conviction that you will always be there with me at every point of time in my life. Swami, jo bhi ho jaye, aap mera saath mat chhodna, aap mera saath mat chhodna.
Swami, as a proud father, you always wanted your children to showcase their talent to the entire world. It was in my 7th standard in the primary school. I was in the trampoline gymnastics group. Like how a father would always want to provide the best for his child, Swami, whatever you gave us, it was always the best. That year, you had sent a Greek Olympic gold medalist to coach us. In one of the sessions, he had performed a double somersault. I was excited to perform that stunt. Days passed by, and in one of our practice sessions, I went up to my group leader and requested him to give me permission to do the stunt. And there was a firm no from him, as he would be held accountable for any of the mishap that might occur. And both of us were aware of the risk involved in doing the stunt without any supervision. After a lot of pleading and persuasion, he gave in. Swami, with your name on my lips that filled my heart with strength and courage, I dashed towards the trampoline. I did my first roll, and by the time I could do my second roll, I realized that I did not have any time, and I crashed onto the mat in an awkward position with my neck and spine hitting hard on the mat. Swami, I immediately called out to you and rolled off the mat. I could not move my neck as there was searing pain from my neck to the lower back. I was terrified that I might not be able to participate in a sports meet and I would have missed the chance to perform in front of you. Swami, later that night, thinking of you and praying to you to cure me and relieve me of this pain, I drifted off to sleep. Next morning, when I got up, to my utter astonishment and surprise, I did not have any pain nor any uneasiness. I could rotate my neck as easily as ever and walk as briskly as ever. Oh dearest Sai Ma, I know that no medicine can ever cure anyone so fast. It was only your infinite love as our dearest mother that could cure me that day. And on January 11th, we performed. Like a loving mother, you encouraged us with a beautiful smile. And like a proud father, you applauded our performance. Oh Ma, my heart is filled with gratitude for all that you have done for us. And all it wants to say is that I love you, Swami. I love you.
Thank you.
Swami, like a loving mother, you have given us everything we needed.
We wanted to study. You brought us into your hallowed institute.
We wanted to play. You have given us a beautiful ground.
For our health problems, you built a world-class hospital.
And Swami, you have done this for free of cost.
You have given us all this absolutely free of cost. You have never charged us anything for the love and guidance you showered on us. When we were all alone in the darkness, you shone like the moon.
When we were ill, you filled our souls with hope and comfort.
Every decision of ours, you directed with perfect precision.
For all the problems, you were the solution.
Not just our problems, but those of our families too.
Swami, you are the love that envelops this entire world.
Oh dear Saima, how can we ever live without you?
We know that you reside in our hearts at all the times.
But Swami, please, constantly help us to keep our hearts clean, so that you will
never
leave them.
Meri pehno te mere bhaavo, mere valo saryan nu sairam. Jo tumhe Swami de college vich dakhla liya hai, odo to mainu bahut kuch sikhan nu milya hai. Mere te mere parivar te Swami da hamesha hath reha hai. ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਇੱਕ ਅਨੁਭਵ ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਗਲਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਖਰਾਬ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਸੀ, ਜਿਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੋਲਣ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਹੁਤ ਤਕਲੀਫ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਸੀ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਡਾਕਟਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸਲਾਹ ਲਿੱਤੀ, ਪਰ ਕੁਝ ਫਰਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਿਆ। ਜਦੋਂ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਫੋਨ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਦੇਰ ਤੱਕ ਗੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਸੀ, ਜਿਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਦੁੱਖ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ। ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦਾ ਗਲਾ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ, ਤੇ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਨੇ ਮੇਰੀ ਦੁਆ ਸੁਣੀ। 2 ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮੇਰੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਗਲੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਰਕ ਦਿਖਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ। ਅੱਜ ਉਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਠੀਕ ਹਨ। ਮੈਂ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਦਾ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਧੰਨਵਾਦੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ। ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਨਾਲ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਈ ਮੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਹੋ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਧੰਨਵਾਦ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ, ਇਨ ਦਾ ਈਅਰ 2013 ਮਾਈ ਫਾਦਰ ਗੋਟ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ we have a farmland in our home's vicinity, and when my father gave application in the RTI office, he got to know that farmland was still on my grandfather's name and one more person's name. The other person was farming on that land. Swami, we were in dilemma what to do now. In one hand, if we go to the court, we don't have sufficient documents, and on the other hand, if we don't go, the hard work which my grandfather did will go in vain. Swami, in this troublesome situation, we pray to you to give us some idea to come out from this situation. And the merciful Lord you are, one fine day, you came in my mother's dream and not only told the name of that lawyer, but also told his residential address. And when next day my father went to that locality, he met with that lawyer. That lawyer happily accepted our case, and from then, things went on smoothly. Within 7 or 8 months, we reached on the agreement, and as part of that agreement, we got the market price. Thank you very much, Swami, for all the things which you did for us.
Swami, where do I start and what do I say? Now, when I look back and reflect on my life, I realize that you are always with me. In my first 2 years of stay at Vrindavan, I used to fall sick very frequently. I particularly recollect the incident which occurred in my 3rd semester. It was during Dasara festival and just 10 days before our end semester examinations. Everyone were busy studying. It was during this time that I was down with viral fever. My condition was so severe that I could not even move my body, and all I could feel was pain and pain all over my body. Matters became so worse that I was admitted in the General Hospital in Patti. After Dasara, we returned to Vrindavan, but my fever had not yet subsided. It was in control only due to the medication I was taking, and when the medication was over, fever crept back. It was just 1 day before the end semester examinations for me, and I could not concentrate on anything. This had taken a severe toll on my studies. And during the examination, I suddenly developed severe sinus pain, due to which, when I tried to look at my answer sheet, pain pierced through my eyes and blinded me, making it impossible to write the exam. In this dire situation, Swami, the only ray of hope was the warmth of your name. I prayed to you for strength to be able to bear the pain and guide me all the time. When my mother saw me battling illness, she was heartbroken. I couldn't bear to see her sad, for I love my mother more than anyone else. I turned to you, Swami, for strength, this time not for me, but for my mother. All the examinations I wrote that semester were not with formulas and theorems in my head, but with your name on my lips and your strength in my heart. When the results were out, I got a GPA of 7.5, which put me in the top 20% of my class. A result such as this was inconceivable for someone who had not studied a single line. Thank you, Swami, for giving me and my mother strength to confront all the challenges, reassuring us that everything would be fine. Thank you, Swami, for everything. Love you, Swami. Love you.
Dearest Swami, the most beautiful moments that I have in my life are the conversations that I have had with you through the chit box. From the beginning, I was always passionate about math and I always wanted to do something great in that subject. With this in my mind, I opted for mathematics for my third year. And suddenly I received a phone call from my parents asking me to choose chemistry. Unable to leave math, I just told no to them. That was the time I came to hostel chit box and prayed to you for a message. The message then read, "Swami doesn't like this." Unable to comprehend that statement, I picked up another chit. This time the message read, "Sacrifice your wishes for others." That time I was shocked because it was you who was asking me to sacrifice something that I liked. On one hand there was a subject that I liked. On the other hand it was you whom I loved more than anyone else. Thinking over it for a while, I realized it was better to follow you than to crave for what I want. So I opted for chemistry. Not knowing whether I was studying the correct path, I again came back to chit box. This time you replied, "Swami is very happy with you." And there I was, Swami, not as happy as you were with the decision. And I asked you whether you would take care of me. And then you replied, "My blessings are always there with you." Tears conveyed what my words failed to do. And like an innocent child, I asked you whether you would take care of my career too. And then, Swami, you replied, "Give some time to Swami." An year has passed since then. And now, when I recollect those moments, I see your love and guiding hands in all my coursework. Be it in theory or practicals, I always felt your presence. Swami, you made me love what I do rather than do what I love. Swami, you are the nucleus of my being. I pray that you be the air that fills my every breath, the light that fills my every sight. Life without you is just meaningless to me. Na jee sake tere bin, na jee sake tere bin.
Waqif hu main जिंदगी मेरी अब तेरे हाथों में, तू ही जान जान हमारी मुस्कुराहट, तू हमारी, तू ही जान जान हमारी मुस्कुराहट, तू हमारी, ना जी सके तेरे बिन, तेरे बिन। नगमों पे मरहम लगाया, प्यार से प्रेम की बारिश, प्यार से प्रेम की बारिश, बेइंतहा बरसाया,
Swami, we don't know if you are ready to go out into the world to spread your message, but we do know that you will give us the confidence.
No, Swami, we do know that you will be our confidence.
If we shine as stars today, you are the light we radiate.
If we have grown into beautiful flowers, you are the fragrance we emanate.
Swami, our lives have no meaning without you.
For you complete our lives.
We are like the river, reluctant to flow from the glacier, unwilling to merge with the ocean, for it knows not that the ocean is its source and destination.
But Swami, you have accepted us unconditionally out of your boundless love.
You took us into your open arms, even when we doubted you.
You filled the darkness in our lives with happiness.
Swami, you give us such beautiful experiences.
And you also given opportunities to express them.
But Swami, we have no words to express ourselves, for our hearts are filled with gratitude and happiness.
All we can do is just pray, so that you help us blossom into those beautiful sunflowers that follow only you every moment of our lives.
Swami, every time my father visited Parthi, he would be very impressed on seeing students clad in whites who are always near and dear to you. I could see a dream materializing in my father's eyes that he should see his son as your student. But I never had such a dream. My father made me write the entrance exam for higher secondary school. When results were out, I was elated, for my name did not appear in the list of selected candidates, and that meant a chance to join a college outside. But this did not stop here. After my intermediate, my father, without my knowledge, had put two applications, one for BCom and another for BBA. As the number of exams grew, so did my disinterest. This time, I got selected, and my father's joy knew no bounds. Seeing him, I too felt very happy, Swami. But on the other side, I was thinking of all the fun and frolic that I would be missing by parting with my college friends and the course which fascinated me. My disinterest led to a fierce argument with my father, but it was all in vain, for I had to join your institute. Swami, today, with all my heart, I want to tell you the best thing that ever happened to me in my life is to join your institute. It is here I realized my true potential, and more importantly, I got connected to you. Swami, it was you who not only fulfilled my father's desire, but also pulled me into your fold, showed me the direction, and gave me guidance and support. A mere thank you would never be enough. Swami, I dedicate myself completely to you.
As a 13-year-old, I was sorely resented by the fact that I had to leave the house in which I had many fond memories. It was with a heavy heart that I had finished packing my bag, and as I turned around to leave the room, my eyes fell on your photo. With a sigh, I smiled. And to my utter astonishment, I saw your smile actually stretch wide across the photo. My heart skipped a beat, and I remember myself thinking, "Really?" And as you continued to beam at me, all my sadness was gone, and it provided me with solace beyond measure. It was a reaffirmation that you were there with me all this while, and that you would be there with me ever after. And standing here today, recounting all your blessings, all I can say is, thank you, Swami.
In spite of all the blessings bestowed and grace conferred upon them, mankind still doubts the existence of God. Swami, I was also one of those who wasn't convinced about your divinity in the beginning, but the merciful Lord you are, that you helped me out to overcome my doubt. Swami, it was 2 years ago during the Sahara that the doubts which crept up in my mind, "Are you really God? Are you really an avatar of Shirdi Sai Baba?" kept troubling me. I was sitting here asking the same questions and desperately seeking an answer. I was asking you, how could I believe in you? I think of Rama, Krishna, Shirdi Sai as gods because this is what my parents have told me, and they worship them too. I have never had any experience of yours, Swami. I was praying intensely to concretize my faith in you. Swami, I even prayed to you to show me some impression in the cushion of your chair and make me believe that you are sitting there watching at us. I prayed and prayed during bhajan's time, hoping to see something happening, but nothing happened. And as aarti started, tears started welling up in my eyes, and despite the crowd around me, I broke down like a child. As I walked out of Kulwant Hall with misty eyes, little did I realize that you have different style of answering my questions. I was elated upon seeing the Kumkum manifestation from your photo in front of Rama statue, and to my surprise, I could even make out Shirdi Sai Baba's form on that photo. Swami, that day you cleared all my doubts and reassured me of your omnipresence. Swami, that day I learned your delays are never your denials. Love you, Saima. Love you.
Lord, is there a better way to see your smile than through music? Is there a better way to receive your grace than through music? Is there a better way to feel the warmth of your love than through music? Throughout the 3 years in the Vrindavan Brass Band, we have experienced all of this. And if we are able to play music today, it is only because you have guided us, taught us, and brought us along with you. We pray to you, Swami, to forever conduct our lives and tune us to the chords of your symphony. We love you, Swami, and thank you so much for everything.
a child is learning to walk, its mother never prevents the child from falling. For the fall and pain are both necessary for the child's growth. But the warm smile on her face makes the child to forget the pain and inch closer towards her. Swami, we too fall facing many challenges in our lives, but your loving gaze motivates us to keep moving forward against the odds. Trials and tribulations are like the transient eclipses. It's up to oneself whether to be overwhelmed by them or to face them with tenacity. Swami, you are a true companion in times of peril. You make us tread the treacherous path of life, protecting us with your grace. You are the light that guides us through the dark phases of our lives. Swami, Matalli, Tandri, Sarvam Nive Saima.
Om Sri Sairam. నవంబర్ 19, 2018న మా అమ్మ దగ్గర నుండి ఒక సమాచారం అందింది. మా నాన్న మెట్ల మీద నుండి జారి కింద పడ్డారు, ఆసుపత్రిలో ఉన్నారు అని. మరుసటి రోజే నేను మా ఊరికి వెళ్లాను మా నాన్నని చూడటానికి. పెద్దగా బయటకు గాయాలేం కనిపించలేదు. అందుకు నా మనసు కొంచెం తేలికబడింది. కొద్దిసేపు తర్వాత మా నాన్న నిద్ర లేచారు. నన్ను గుర్తుపట్టారు, నాతో మాట్లాడారు, కానీ నా పేరు మర్చిపోయారు. మాట తీరు కూడా కొంచెం కొత్తగా అనిపించింది. అప్పుడు అర్థమైంది మా నాన్నకు కొంచెం మతిమరిపు వచ్చింది అని. మొదటి స్కానింగ్ రిపోర్టు అందింది. అందులో తలలో నీరు చేరుకుంది, చికిత్స చేస్తే సరిపోతుంది అన్నారు. 4 రోజుల తర్వాత మరో సిటీ స్కానింగ్ రిపోర్టు అందింది. ఈసారి తలలో ఒక చిన్న ఎముకకు ఫ్రాక్చర్ అయ్యింది, సర్జరీ కూడా చేయాలి అన్నారు. కన్నీరు మున్నీరై నీకై ప్రార్థించాను స్వామి. అయినా ఒక మనిషికి 2 రకాల సిటీ స్కానింగ్ రిపోర్ట్లు ఎలా? దీనికి కారణం నిర్లక్ష్యం. ఒకవైపు మా నాన్న ప్రాణాలకై పోరాడుతుంటే మరోవైపు వారి నిర్లక్ష్యం, అజాగ్రత్త. వారి చికిత్స మీద నాకు నమ్మకం పోయింది, నా మీద నాకే నమ్మకం పోయింది. మా నాన్నను కాపాడుకుంటానో లేదో అని ఒంటరివాన్ని అయిపోయాను. నీకై ప్రార్థించను స్వామి. మా నాన్న నా దగ్గరికి వచ్చి, తలనొప్పి చాలా ఎక్కువగా ఉంది, భరించలేకపోతున్నాను, దీనికంటే ప్రాణాలు వదలడం మంచిదేమో అన్నారు. స్వామి నీకై ప్రార్థించాను. ఆ రోజు సాయంకాలం మా టీచర్కు ఫోన్ చేసి రోజులాగా నా పరిస్థితి గురించి వివరించాను. బదులుగా రిపోర్ట్స్ పంపివు సూపర్ స్పెషాలిటీ హాస్పిటల్ వైట్ఫీల్డ్ లోని న్యూరాలజిస్ట్ తో మాట్లాడి ఇక్కడ చికిత్స దొరుకుతుందో లేదో తెలుసుకుంటా అన్నారు. 2 గంటల తర్వాత మరీ ఫోన్ చేసి రేపు పొద్దున్న ఇక్కడికి రండి అన్నారు. మరుసటి రోజే అక్కడికి వెళ్ళాము. ప్రదేశం నాకు కొత్త ఉత్సాహం, నమ్మకాన్ని కలిగించింది. డాక్టర్స్ తో మాట్లాడాము, పరీక్షలు చేశారు. స్వామి దయవల్ల అంతా తగ్గిపోతుంది, సర్జరీ కూడా అవసరం లేదు అన్నారు. వీల్చైర్లో ప్రవేశించిన మా నాన్న ఆ ప్రదేశ ప్రభావం వల్ల నాకు ధైర్యంగా నాతో పాటు నడుస్తూ బయటికి వచ్చారు. అందుకే అంటారు స్వామి, జీవితంలో మోసపోయి నమ్మిన వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారు, కానీ నమ్మి మోసపోయిన వాళ్ళు జీవితంలో లేరు. స్వామి నా జీవితం అంతా నీకు కృతజ్ఞుడను.
Swami, in the month of May last year, suddenly my father's blood pressure shot up and my uncle admitted him in the hospital. He had to be under observation for full night and my uncle asked me to stay with him that night. In hospital, father was kept in the ICU on ventilator. His left hand and leg were partially paralyzed. His speech was not clear. He became emotionally weak and was crying, Swami. I was shocked seeing him in that condition, for I never saw him crying. And I was much more worried about mother, how she would take this. I desperately needed you at that moment, I started praying to you by chanting Gayatri Mantra. After some time, Swami, I saw you going inside the ICU. You went near Father and blessed him by raising both your hands in Abhay Hasta. It conveyed an assurance from you, Swami, that Bangaru, nothing will happen. Everything will be all right. And you vanished into thin air. It gave me enough confidence and courage to face that situation. To my surprise, when mother came to the hospital, she didn't react the way I expected. Instead, she completely surrendered herself to you and was chanting Gayatri Mantra. Doctors told us that father had 3 blood clots in his brain and it might have resulted in paralysis for entire life. But when next CT scan was taken, there was no trace of any blood clot. Instead, he was discharged within 3 days and was able to walk without any support in the time span of 2 months. Doctors gave reason for such speedy recovery that he was admitted well early in the hospital by my uncle. But Swami, I know that it was only your grace and my mother's prayers which saved my father that day. Thank you, Swami, for being our guardian, helping us each and every moment and taking care of us. Love you, Ma. Love you.
Swami, ఏడిస్తే ఓదార్చే అమ్మలా, తప్పటడుగేస్తే సరిచేసే నాన్నలా, ఆపద కాలంలో ఆదుకునే నేస్తంలా, ఏమీ తోచని స్థితిలో స్ఫూర్తినిచ్చే గురువులా, నా వెంటే నా నీడలా నడుస్తూ, నా తోడే నీతో నన్ను నడిపిస్తూ, నీ వెంటే నన్ను తీసుకెళ్తున్న నీకు నా మనసులోని మాట ఈ చిన్న కవిత రూపంలో. కలాన్ని కదిలించిన కవితవు నీవు, కాలాన్ని ఆపేసే కలవరింపు నీవు, నా మనసును కవ్వించిన మందార పువ్వు అది నువ్వు, నవ్వే నవ్వు, ఊపిరిని పోసే ఆలోచన నువ్వు, అదే ఊపిరిని ఆపేసే ఆవేదన నువ్వు, నా ప్రతి శ్వాసలోని భయం నువ్వు, అదే శ్వాసలోని ధైర్యం నువ్వు, అద్దంలోని నా ప్రతిబింబం నువ్వు. కాదు కాదు, నేనే నువ్వు, నువ్వే నేను, ఇట్లు ప్రేమతో నీకై.
Swami, நான் இங்க நிக்கிறேன்னா அது காரணமே நீங்க தான். எல்லாரும் சொல்லியிருக்காங்க நீங்க கோடி அம்மாவுக்கு சமோன, ஆனா நான் அப்ப நம்பல, இப்ப நம்புறேன். போன வருஷம் எங்க அம்மாவுக்கு ஒரு சின்ன பிரச்சனை. எங்க அம்மா இடது கண் இமை மேல கூடுதலா செத வந்துருந்துச்சு. எங்க அம்மா கண்டுக்காம விட்டாங்க, நாட்கள் ஆச்சு. ஒரு நாள் செக்அப்புக்கு போயிருக்கும் போது டாக்டர் அதை கேன்சர்னு சந்தேகப்பட்டு பயோப்சி காமிச்சார். எங்க அம்மாவும் அப்பாவும் மனசு உடைஞ்சு போயிட்டாங்க. என்ன பண்றதுனே தெரியல. மூணு நாள் அப்புறமா எனக்கு இந்த செய்திய சொன்னாங்க. நான் பயந்தேன், அழுத. சுவாமி உங்களுக்கு ஒரு லெட்டர் எழுதின, மனசுல இருந்ததுலாம் அதுல கொட்டினேன். அடுத்த நாள் பயோப்சி ரிசல்ட். அம்மாவும் அப்பாவும் ஹாஸ்பிட்டல் போனாங்க. அங்க சுவாமி உங்களோட சேவாதல பார்த்தாங்க. அவர் அம்மாக்கு விபூதி பாக்கெட் கொடுக்கும்போது அம்மா பாதி பயம் போயிடுச்சு. டாக்டரை சந்திச்சாங்க. டாக்டர் சொன்னாரு, மேடம் நீங்க ரொம்ப லக்கி, இப்போ இது டியூமர் ஸ்டேஜ் மட்டும்தான் இருக்கு, இன்னும் கொஞ்ச நாள் விட்டு இருந்தீங்கன்னா கேன்சரா மாறி இருக்கலாம்னு சொன்னாரு. அப்பாக்கு அம்மாக்கு ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருந்துச்சு. அப்பா வெளில வந்தோடனே எனக்கு கால் பண்ணி சொன்னாரு, எனக்கும் ஒண்ணுமே புரியல, ரொம்ப சந்தோஷமா இருந்துச்சு. சிட் பாக்ஸுக்கு போனேன், சிட் எடுத்தேன். அதுல வந்தது, ஐ எம் எ யூனிவர்சல் மதர், ஐல் டேக் கேர் ஆஃப் யுவர் பேரண்ட்ஸ். சுவாமி ரொம்ப நன்றி சுவாமி.
మృదు మధుర భావాల మల్లిక ఎదల నలుమూలల అల్లగా అర్పింతును స్వామి మీకై ఈ హృదయ మాలిక. అల్లంత దూరాన ఆకాశ తీరాన వెలిసారు మా చిన్ని గుండెలో సాయి, మాతృమూర్తి అయి ప్రేమ భాతి అయి పంచారు మాకు కొండంత హాయి. ప్రకృతి అందాల ప్రాంగణమునిచ్చి ప్రపంచ స్థాయి విద్యనందించి ప్రాణానికే ప్రాణమై ప్రేమను పంచిన పరమేశ్వరునకు పాదాభివందనాలు. మీ పక్కనుంటే పులకరించేను తనువు, మీ మాట వింటే పరవశించేను మనసు. కోటి సూర్యులు సాటిరాని అమిత తేజస్సు, స్వామి ఈ జీవన ఎడారిలో మీరే మా సరస్సు. చెంత చేరి ఓదార్చినందుకు, చెయ్యి పట్టి నడిపించినందుకు, నవ్వులలో భాగమైనందుకు, బాధలో తోడైనందుకు, ఆపదల్లో ఆదుకున్నందుకు, అర్థులను ఆదరించినందుకు, గురువై బోధించినందుకు, తండ్రివై నేర్పించినందుకు, తల్లివై ప్రేమించినందుకు, మిత్రుడివై గెలిపించినందుకు, ఓ సాయిమాత, మా సాయిమాత, మీకు మా కృతజ్ఞతాపూర్వ సుమాంజలి. స్వామి చివరిగా నాదొక చిన్ని ఆశ, చిరుదర హాసపు మీ మోము మాకు చిరస్మరణీయం కావాలనే అభిలాష. ధన్యవాదము.
స్వామి శుక్రియా అదా కర్నా చాతా హూ మే తుమ్హారే ప్యార్ కా, తుమ్హారే ప్యార్ కా, తుమ్హారీ మొహబ్బత్ కా, ఔర్ తుమ్హారే దియే గయే హర్ ఏక్ సునహరే అవసర్ కా. తుమ్హే గురు కహూ, माता पिता कहूं, मित्र कहूं या अपनी अंतरात्मा की आवाज कहूं, सब में तुम्हें पाया मैंने, जाने अनजाने सब में महसूस किया तुम्हारा साया मैंने. शुक्रिया ओ साई शुक्रिया, प्रेम का अर्थ बताया तुमने, प्रेम करना भी सिखाया तुमने, स्वयं को प्रेम करने से पहले समाज को प्रेम करना सिखाया तुमने, राजा हो या रंक, पशु हो या पक्षी, सबकी सेवा करना सिखाया तुमने. शुक्रिया ओ साई शुक्रिया, जानकर मुसीबतों से सामना करवाया तुमने, फिर हाथ पकड़कर इनसे पार लगवाया तुमने, आखिर में खुद पर विश्वास करना सिखाया तुमने. शुक्रिया ओ साई शुक्रिया, कसकर पकड़ना हाथ मेरा इस सफर पर, छुड़ाने पर भी छूट न पाए साथ मेरा और तुम्हारा इस डगर पर. इन चंद लफ्जों में शुक्रिया अदा करना मुश्किल है मेरे लिए, तभी मेरे दिल की हर एक धड़कन बया करती है शुक्रिया तुम्हारे लिए. शुक्रिया ओ हम नवाज शुक्रिया.
स्वामी टुडे एज वी स्टैंड बिफोर यू टू ऑफर आवर ग्रैटिट्यूड, वी रियलाइज दैट वेदर वी क्राइड फॉर यू आर नॉट, यू ऑलवेज केयर्ड फॉर अस. वेदर वी बिलीव्ड इन यू आर नॉट, यू ऑलवेज हैड फेथ इन अस. Whether we asked you or not, you always gave us. Today we realize that in the ocean of your compassion, we are like drops of your mercy. In the darkness of this world, we shine as stars, reflecting your glory.
And that is why, Swami, we stand before you today, not to give you anything, for we cannot give you anything.
Everything, even this feeling of gratitude, you gave us.
We are here to ask of you. Again,
Swami, we pray to you to give us the wisdom
to learn every single lesson that you teach us.
We pray to you to give us the devotion to surrender every moment of our lives to you.
We pray to you
to give us the love to love you as you love us. Today as we try to recollect, we do not know when did our love story ever begin.
But we do know that this story will never end.
Somehow it seems like we knew each other for years.
For centuries.
No,
we always knew each other.
For we
and you are one.
Swami, wherever we may go, please let us remain
forever and forever grateful
to you.
Thank you, Swami. Thank you for everything.
जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए, जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए, तुम देना साथ मेरा, वो हम नवाज। न कोई है न कोई था, जिंदगी में तुम्हारे सिवा, तुम देना साथ मेरा, वो हम
Thank you, Swami.
Mangala Manjula
Kailavati Veenabhanini Kailavati Hamsavahini Vidyadayini Hamsavahini Vidyadayini Hamsavahini Vidyadayini Hamsavahini Vidyadayini Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Sadguru Sai Saraswati Sadguru Sai Saraswati Brahmadeva Sati Bharati Brahmadeva Sati Bharati Mangala Manjula Vagvilasini Mangala Manjula Vagvilasini Veena Vadini Kalavati Veena Vadini Kalavati Hamsavahini Vidyadayini Hamsavahini Vidyadayini Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Vedamata Shri Sai Bhagavati Sadguru Sai Saraswati Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara 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 Hara Hara Pahi Trinetra Hara Hara Pahi Trinetra Chandramouli Shankara
Gangadhar Bimbadhar Chandramouli Shankara
Gangadhar Bimbadhar Chandramouli Shankara
Gangadhar Bimbadhar Chandramouli Shankara
Mandara Maladhar Jaya Gauri Shankara
Mandara Maladhar Jaya Gauri Shankara
Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara
Satya Dharma Shanti Prema Satya Sai 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 Shankara
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara
Hara Hara Pahi Trinetra
Hara Hara Pahi Trinetra
Chandramouli Shankara
Gangadhar Bimbadhar Chandramouli Shankara
Mandara Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara
Maladhara Jaya Gauri Shankara
Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara
Vamadeva Mahadeva Shiva 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 Shankara
Satya Dharma Shanti
ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర
సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సత్య సాయి శంకర
మందార మాల ధర జయ గౌరీ శంకర
నందా నందన హరి గోవింద గోపాల
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 ఘన శ్యామ మన మోహన
ఘన శ్యామ మన మోహన
Thank you.
तुम हो,
तुम हो नानक तुम हो,
गौराष्ट्र भी हो महावीर तुम हो,
गौराष्ट्र भी हो महावीर तुम हो,
गौतम बुद्ध करे,
गौतम बुद्ध करे,
गौतम बुद्ध करे, ईश्वर तुम हो,
अल्लाह तुम हो, ईश्वर तुम हो,
तुम ही हो राम रही,
तुम ही हो राम रही,
मेरे राम मेरे राम राम रही,
मेरे राम मेरे राम राम रही,
यीशु तुम हो नानक तुम हो, तुम हो
राष्ट्रभी हो महावीर तुम हो,
गौतम बुद्ध करी,
गौतम बुद्ध करी,
मेरे राम मेरे राम राम रही,
मेरे राम मेरे राम राम रही,
मेरे राम मेरे राम राम रही,
मेरे राम मेरे राम
वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
राम कृष्ण वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप 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 वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
नारायण हरि हरि ओम, 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 नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप वासुदेव 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 नारायण हरि हरि,
रामकृष्ण वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
रामकृष्ण वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
नारायण हरि हरि ओम, नारायण हरि हरि,
नारायण हरि हरि ओम, नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप साई देव नारायण हरि हरि,
विश्वरूप साई देव नारायण हरि हरि, रामकृष्ण वासुदेव नारायण हरि हरि,
ॐ जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे, भक्त जना संरक्षक, भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा, ॐ जय जगदीश हरे, शशिवदनाशीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते,
స్వామి సర్వా ప్రాణపతి ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీకా ఆశ్రిత కల్పలతీకా భగవానవా ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి మాతా పితా గురుదేవము మరియంతయు నీవే స్వామి మరియంతయు నీవే నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాద బ్రహ్మ జగన్నాథ నాగేంద్ర శయన ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి ఓంకార రూప శివ సాయి మహాదేవ సత్య సాయి మహాదేవ మంగళారతి అందుకో మంగళారతి అందుకో మంగళ గిరిధారి ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరి నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ 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 సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ
జయ